Hello again. Ready to come? I know you are. After what I've been doing to you. But let's talk a little first. I make the rules, remember? Don't worry. I don't expect you to contribute much to the discussion. Just start stroking your cock for me. You can try for the hands-free if you wish, but the most important thing is that you come when I command it. So stroke and play with the rhythm of my words. Light and slow. Fast and hard. Follow my words and touch yourself. Prepare yourself to be conditioned to come at my command. This file focuses heavy on brainwashing. Be warned of that. If you fall under my sway, I cannot say I will feel any guilt. And in the future, such control will make you better as I make certain files to build you up into the best you for me. Do not come until you are given permission. Just listen. Listen and perhaps feel your mind start to pull away. Away from your control and into mine. There seems to be a bit of a misconception among some that when they come into the world of a dominant woman, that they are going to be treated as lesser, as dirt, yelled at, cursed at, treated as though women are naturally better than men. That's simply not so. Not with me. You're safe when you drop down with me. I see men, all men, subs, slaves, tops, bottoms, all equal. You're all equal to me. What we are doing here, as you go deeper and deeper under my power, what we are going to do here, as you drop down, time and again, does not change that. We are equal, but we are also different, you and me. Completely different on a fundamental but complementary level. You see, you need to give up control. It's natural for you. It just feels right. I enjoy taking it. It's natural for me. It just feels right. It is no effort to take what you have to give. Your mind recognizes that need to drop down, to give up control. You recognize that I can take it. Take you deeper inside yourself than you have ever been. Give you pleasure like you never knew existed. So you come to me. You know you can put your mind in my control. That it will feel good. My sweet boy, I'm so glad you came back. You make me so happy when you follow my command. And your training is going wonderful. Going deeper down into trance for me. Letting me decide when you can come. The more you are denied, the more you come crawling back. Begging. In need. Lust being turned into a submissive conduit. Where I control you via your weakness. Your desire. Come down deeper for me. Just drop inside your mind to that blank place. It's not empty. In fact, it is filled with arousal, with lust. Just let your mind float for a moment. Feel your body, eyes closed and concentrating on it. an awareness of how heavy it is. Heavy and limp as your breathing starts to slow. Breathe slower. Feel your body relaxing and melting. My words training you. It is instinctive at this point to relax into me. Feel my breath on the back of your neck, deep and even as I support you, hold you, my arms wrapping around you, firm and tight, a warm hug, a sweet embrace. Fall into my words, into my world. Drop deeper into your mind. Feel me holding you gently, rocking you back and forth. The back of your head cradled softly by my chest. My heartbeat pulsing into the back of your mind. Feeling your own heartbeat slow to my rhythm, my beat, my chest. Holding you, powerful as I press your head back to pillow on my breast, feeling their soft warmth contouring into your neck, supporting it, supporting you. Hold your head steady and safe, my fingers running over it. Soothing pleasure running over your scalp. My fingers running a spiral over it. Spiraling your mind down deeper. My voice holding your mind heavy and safe. Breathe in and out and let your mind flow. Flow along my words. Follow and see within your mind as I take you down. Deep into the blank place that is your mind, where it can be completely blank and empty, and yet have an impression of something important, something so big you cannot see it, but you understand it is there. My control, the chains that bind your mind, the ropes that have started to twine into every part of your being. Your breathing, your body, your focus, your mind. All mine as I wrap through them and make you better. You are better when you are mine. Happier, everything's so simple. Just follow, just obey. Let's go deeper. It's not a physical place, but we can visualize a physical path going down through your neck and into your chest, where you feel close to your heart, where it tightens in your chest when you feel strong emotion. Love and happy and sad and desire lurk here, are stored here, can be controlled here. And your mind is such a powerful thing that as you see it, it appears. As you design it, it becomes. And through my voice, I can utilize this part of your mind. Simplify its function, simplify how desire, arousal, submission, how they work and twine within you. Orgasms can be controlled purely through your mind. What turns you on, what builds your arousal, what makes you come. Giving them a visual form to be organized, categorized, to be used and abused for my pleasure. And your hopeless obedience as you rearrange your mind to suit my will. See here your arousal, your sexual need as a pool before you. A pool around like a hot spring and bubbling with your life. Assign it a color, the color pink. Pink like my clit, glistening in blue. A button like pleasure as the pool of arousal builds gently. As the pool of submission, pink water frothing and foaming, soft like the skin of my breast. Blue water foaming, the sound of moan some sighs flowing from
like my hand guiding yours.
You feel your cup responding to it, flowing tied to it. You feel your mind hair responding, looking upon it. Tied to it. Belly, looking upon it. Next to it, so close, a pool of light blue.
Next to it, so close,
and slow,
a pearl, glistening,
moving water.
Light.
Submission.
And lustily bubbling water.
This
arousal.
Is your submission.
This is your arousal.
The side of you
the
that
horny,
desires my control
side of you
and
that
needs my guidance.
Play
my
come,
words to make you come.
To do it all
make you
at my instruction.
You obey and submit.
The of your mind
you hear
you
whispering at the edges of your mind.
You want to play.
As you stand
you
before
want
it.
To come.
Inside
pray,
of you, and yet
look.
You can look inside.
It offers
on
pleasure
it.
That feels so good.
Look and crave.
It offers desire.
It offers simplicity,
deep,
even in stress.
Satisfaction.
It offers joy.
Natural
and hope.
It says,
and
as the
deep,
waters rise
deep
up like
contentment.
A fog and twirl over you.
Natural,
natural,
it says, as the waters rise
desire,
up like a mist
come.
And spiral around you.
Natural,
natural to submit and obey.
A kinkster, a slut for your mistress.
Natural to be
bliss
a slave,
is obedience.
The pest, a
see
toy
how close
mistress.
This pool is to submission that the
obedience
water washes
is
into
bliss.
Another when they jet off.
See how
when
close
bubbles,
this pool
feelings
is to arousal.
You,
let the water
into
washes
one,
into one another when they
another.
Bubble up.
Mixing
when jets,
combining
my words,
submission
come into
and arousal.
Pushing them
no
into
wonder
one another.
They go so well together.
Combining
inside.
And mixing arousal.
They're so mixed
submission.
Down here and it feels
no wonder
so
they go so well
good.
Together inside of you.
They are so mixed down here and it feels so good.
Go deeper. Look further. See where the pools almost intersect. There's the little wall, damming them both in. They spill over constantly, but it holds the bulk of pleasure and arousal, obedience and submission back. Back from mixing fully, from making your mind drain into pathways permanent. Deep down in your mind, channels we could follow and explore, filling molds and kinks, fulfillments and desires. This wall is a restraint within you.
Trust me. Take my voice in your hand and I will hold you through it.
There is a button coming out of the wall
that will lower it, allowing the two waters, the two lights, those two pieces of your mind to fully mix.
Setting aside confusion and shame in the future. Applying certainty. This is right. Another's control, my control, the control of your mistress, your domina. And perhaps you have your own domina, your own mistress, girlfriend, wife, lover in your life. Picture her presence beside you, guiding you, sharing this moment with you. If not, or if you secretly just want me, I am here, my mind with yours, my voice taking over your own, guiding your hand towards that button. Press it and you give over control. It is your choice, your option, but you don't want the choice. You don't want the option. You want it taken from you. And it is done. Responsibility gone into my hands as my hand touches on yours and the button goes down, 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 deeper and deeper. As you sigh and release and the dam sinks into the water as they merge and bubble, happy as submission and desire fully combine. Pink and blue lights turning into purple. Purple is the color of your true self, your desire to be owned, to have sex given to you as a reward. Your cock no longer your own to control and to decide when to come. Instead, that is now my realm, the realm of your top, your owner, your dom.
And the more you listen to these types of files, the more you are conditioned and the better it feels. The better it feels, the more your mind wears into these grooves, these channels of submissive lust. Orgasmic training is the norm for your masturbation, the norm for how it is decided you will come. My voice, or the voice of the woman you love and have given power to, her voice is needed for you to feel full and breathtaking release. Considering this to come without permission is a letdown, an unwanted thing. The only place in sex true shame comes to you. All else is joyful and free. All fetishes welcome and embraced. Celebrated, even so long as you follow within my control. Come on my command. The pathways in your mind are flushed now, filled with this purple light of your submissive arousal. To submit is to feel sexual, arousing pleasure. To feel sexual pleasure is to feel the desire to submit and obey, need to please and to cherish. Command is needed, a structure to your life, to your sex, to your orgasms. My command, her command. Important that a female controls the command to come. Your female, your dominant woman ruling and running your life. My words, her face, her breasts, her legs flashing in your mind, her eyes piercing into you, her lips forming words and commands filling your chest with joy. A pressure. A pleasure to please and obey. Her and me and mine, separate and the same. I could merely be her surrogate, planting the commands, creating the pathways. Devotion to me is devotion to her. I exist for you. I am reality and flesh and control, all combined, together, raveled and enjoyed. You need the command to come. You want the command to come. You want to come when you are told how you are told. This is a need within you, burning through you. Desire and lust are nothing if they are not contained. The containment, the control serves to bottle it up and make it stronger when it bursts free. The time I deny you building it up, the pressure, the pleasure, the desire and need, how good it feels when I tell you to come. Like a child putting a Mentos into a soda, my command is that trigger, that focus, that sets it off and makes it explode, and you will see that orgasmic explosion with wonder and delight. Shaking you, building the pressure. Feel it building inside of you, the need and desire to come. To come hard and come fast when I tell you. I'm going to give you a word, for now and for as long as you listen to me. For whenever a beautiful woman you love, desire, and need, let you obey. When you hear this trigger again, you will. Come. It is natural. It is possible. I will give you this word once. Once. And forevermore when you hear it with intent. Intent for you to come for me. You will come. Crashing orgasm that will envelop your mind in pleasure. Crashing orgasm that will explode from your cock. That will last for as long as I say. It is bliss and desire and surrender. Acknowledgement, you have given up all vestiges of control in a blinding wash of intense sexual pleasure. Stroke yourself faster now. Holding on by a thread to this desire to come. When I tell you the word once, you will focus your strokes on the tip, and half an inch below. When I say it again, you will erupt and come, an orgasm more amazing than any in your life, than any you have had from me before. Each time will be more intense, but only when you come when I say so. Bliss, earth shaking, bliss. Ready, slave? Rub faster. The word, the trigger, your command etching deep inside of you to make you come is surge. You see stars when you hear it because your mind blitzes out, spaces out, bursts free. Rushing waters as your desire and your submission mix together and cascade out in lightning strikes of pleasure, electrifying your body. Stroke faster, coming closer and closer. Wait for it. Ride the edge until I say the word, until you have permission. Want it, need it. Recognize my power over you as I withhold it, deny you. Ready for the release? The powerful erupting furry of your cock as you jerk and it throbs and you ride to the fucking edge. I'll count it down. Come exactly when I tell you to. You will. You have to. It's a need. It's primal. It's desire as it builds and you submit. The pools of desire and submission mix together, shooting upwards in your mind. Feeling your pleasure building towards paradise. Towards intense surrendering release. Stronger as your body clenches in anticipation. Faster as your emotions swell up and up. Intensity as your balls tighten and contract, straining to spill free. Your skin afire with heat, flushed with lust. You are a slave. You will obey my command. A fever pitch of intensity as you thrust into your hand and surge. Climax now, now or never. Surge. Storm of intensity bursting free in climax of color and light as your vision behind your eyes goes crazy with light and your body feels wave after wave of intense orgasm rush into your brain, washing over it. Strong as your mind shudders and goes even blanker, even emptier as you are filled with pleasure. The pleasure rushing all over you, all over your body, into your cock and out of your body, erupting and surging and releasing. Good boy. Such a good boy. Such a good boy when you come for me on command. Your mind spirals down. Coming calms you. Your body relaxes from its contractions of delight into a peaceful, blissful state. Relaxed and ready, only one thing should be in your mind. How to please me next. Desiring to be a good boy, it is very easy. A focused way to serve my desires. Simply enjoy the rest of your day. Dream of me. And come back tomorrow and listen to my denial file again. Knowing your frustration pleases me. Knowing you can only come under my command. Knowing your training is going so well. And the night after denial, you will come back to me again, to my file, orgasmic intensity, the first one, as there is five, where I am going to teach you the next lesson in your journey under my control, to not only come when and how I say, but for as long as I say. This floating bliss, this satisfying, wrung out feeling you feel now, is nothing to what you will feel after you complete the next stage in your orgasmic training. Your mind will break before the pleasure,
and I will build you back up into the slave you truly want to be. My pet, my pleasure, my valued treasure. You want this, want to serve me. To control your cock is to control you, and I believe we have just seen how much I control you. The knowledge and the proof sinks into you, making the chains in your mind stronger. The rope threaded through your thoughts and actions tightens further. There is no will to resist, only pleasure. Pleasure and desire to submit. Good boy. Now, I want you to float gently awake for me, filled with the impression of your head pillowed upon my breast. A waking dream that will bring you up smiling and happy and relaxed for the rest of your day and night. Open to any and all experiences that come before you. A bit more willing to say yes. The cuddled warmth of my flesh still against your skin, lingering. Waking up at 5. 1. Pulling your thoughts back from the scattered corners of your mind. 2. Able to move and to function. 3. Open to the world and ideas. 4. Happy. Warm. 5. Wake up. Wake up and I'll talk to you for a bit. About my day, about my life. You can stay and listen to me ramble as long as you like. As long as it takes you to come back to yourself. You can turn off this audio at any time. I imagine you have some cleaning up to do. I hope that was fun. I have to admit, towards the end there, I was really going into it myself. You know, that happens sometimes when I make these things. I'll be recording it, and as my voice just drops in octaves, it kind of starts to take me down as my eyes go across the screen and follow the words. And it's kind of fun sometimes experiencing trance that way. Anyways, I hope you're enjoying the series so far. There's so much in store for you. Because now that you've done this file, the next file in the series is the really, really fun one. Anyways, I hope you have a good night. I hope you have a good week. And I hope you're looking forward to the next 2 weeks that I'm going to be playing with you.